And Marina did such a good job, I thought we could skip right to communion. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to be here. We've been worshiping off and on for the last couple years, sneaking away from Yardville and going back. But I especially want to bring greetings from the church at New Jersey State Prison down in Trenton. And a lot of the guys there are praying for us right now. And also, my wife is very involved in prison ministry at Jamesburg for the younger guys. She's all alone. She used to have a team of 15. Anybody feels called this morning, that's the Holy Spirit working. You can talk to her. And it's a wonderful ministry up there. We're going to talk about three times that Jesus looked at Peter. We're going to be reading them during the sermon. I'd like to ask us all a question to begin. Have you ever thought what it would be like to look right into the face of Jesus Christ at different moments of your life? I had a tiny little hint of this several years back when we were doing a retreat at Garden State Prison in Yardville. And one of the members of our team, Chris Larson, had written a book, From Rage to Riches. He was a very angry man on the edges of the mafia who wanted to put a hit out for a guy that killed his son. And at that moment, the Lord captured him and won him for life. But in the process, he had leukemia and he went completely blind. He was such a powerful man of God that the prisoners used to fight over who could lead him around because they wanted to be close and touch Chris. One day I walked in for a retreat and I was pretty troubled about something. And I go up to Chris, who can't see, but at that moment he looked right through me. And he said, "Don, what's wrong with you today?" And I opened up, and he prayed over me, blessed me with the Holy Spirit, and gave me a word of encouragement. And I had a little hint there of what it's like to have the Lord stare right through you and love you to death in the process. So we want to see those similar kind of incidences in the life of Peter. And we're going to start with a reading from Luke 22, 31 to 35. And I'd like to call up Daniel Berkeley to come and help me read this and play the part of Peter. Come on up. You want to stand on that? Okay. Now, I'll play the part of Jesus, and you're going to play the part of Peter and read that, okay? "Simon, Simon," that was Peter's other name, "listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I've prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And Peter said to Jesus,
"Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and even to death."
"I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied me three times that you even know me." Thank you. Did a good Peter, right? "Simon, Simon, listen. Don, Don, listen. Amarina, Amarina, listen. Enoch, Enoch, listen. Put your name in there. Think of a time in your life when things were going pretty good. You felt pretty good about your relationship with the Lord, and you were sitting pretty pretty. But in the back, in your spiritual unconscious, was your name being spoken? Because you're about to fall. I just thought this morning as reviewing this, I remember a time when I was practicing a talk that we give in the prison retreats. For the first time, I gave it to a bunch of guys and was pretty nervous about doing it, but it came off pretty good. And I was pretty proud of myself. And they all came up and said how good it was and all that stuff. Well, I went into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I had a wave of anxiety. And I looked into the mirror, and I started chuckling. I said, yeah, that's you, Lord. Reminding me of where the power comes from. And it doesn't come from here. It comes from you. So it was very gracious anxiety, because I wasn't aware of myself at that moment. We've all had those moments. And Peter had no idea of what he was capable of in terms of breaking his relationship with his Lord. And at times, have you ever had this, either on the way to church or on the way from church? All of a sudden, the fight breaking out in the car? Never happened in your family, right? And we were really feeling good about coming to church. Or we really were praising the Lord. But something, there's still a part that needs to be massaged and worked on by the Lord that just blows up and loses it. We get in the way. Well, we want to look at the second glance of Christ, where this is going. And I'm going to be reading that one because it's kind of short. This is also from Luke. And we're going to pick it up that Peter has already denied his Lord two times. And then verse 59 says, then about an hour later, still another person kept insisting, surely this man also was with him, for he's a Galilean. He's got that accent. It gives him away. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you're talking about. At that moment, when he was still speaking, the cock crowed. And the next verse is the zinger. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. And then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. The Bible is so honest. Here it is, the leader of all the apostles. And they reveal him at his lowest, most shameful moment, when he couldn't take the heat and he denied that he even knew his Lord. And just at that moment, as the Lord would have it, he was walking the hallway from the mock trial that he had, and the persecution was beginning. He had the pain of rejection on his heart and maybe some of the scars already of being beaten. But in that pain, he purposefully turned to look at his beloved disciple. What do you think were in those eyes, those pained eyes of our Lord? I imagine some tears were there. Some hurt was there. Some disappointment was there. Even though he knew it, that Peter would do this. But I think there was another thought, even if it was unconscious. As he saw Peter at his worst, it must have struck him, this is why I have to die. And when Jesus looks at every one of us at our worst moments, he says, "This is why I have to die." He knows how much we need to be cleansed because how weak we are. So I just want you to take a moment and think back at a moment that you're ashamed of, and especially a moment that you haven't been completely healed of. Just take a moment to let that come into your conscience. And I want you to think of Jesus looking at you at that moment and right now. Feel his tears and yet know his forgiveness. He knows everything we're capable of sin-wise, and he knows everything that he can do for us spirit-wise. Let's move on to the third glance, which we had a wonderful sermon on last week and by Sarah Vick, and we're just going to take it a little bit from a different perspective. And I'd like to call up one of my grandsons from Colorado, and Jake LaCrosse, who will be Peter this time. You understand on that? Okay, let's get the right one here. Okay. So, when they finished breakfast, pretty neat, Jesus fixed breakfast after he rose from the dead for his disciples. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said to Jesus,
"Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus,
"Yes, Lord, you know I love you."
Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him,
"Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you."
Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you'll stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." And he said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. But he ended all this little interchange with Peter by saying to him, "You follow me." Okay? Thank you. Yeah. Do you love me? What do you think the look of Jesus was at this point? Love the way that Jake tried to portray that probably the first time he heard those words from Jesus, he couldn't look Jesus in the eye. He was still too guilty, too ashamed of what he did. Some of us, when we are really honest with our fears, our anger, our cheating, and someone asks us to do something in the church or serve the Lord some way, it's hard to say yes. I'm a hypocrite. How could you be asking me to do this stuff? I really know what's going on in here. And that was the first look away. But Jesus doesn't give up. And our Christian brothers and sisters don't give up. He keeps saying, "Do you love me?" And goes a little deeper. And he hears that word love come out of his master's voice. And it brings out the love that's in him that's bigger than his sin. And he says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And he says to everyone in here, I don't care what you did. I have a job for you. There's someone hurting this week that I want you to love. And I forgive you. I love you. And I want to hear you tell me you love me. And together, with me and you, we can go out and love those that need it so much. Praise the Lord.